News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, up and down the country right now, families and homes are facing up to a rampant dose of flu, leaving many bedridden and unable to participate in normal life. But what's the correct attitude to have if you do come down with flu? Well, who better than Esther McCarthy, Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner, to tell us. Esther, you've been writing about this. You got the dreaded lurgy, or lurgy.
The lurgy, Shane, I did. I was well knocked out. I hadn't been sick for a long time. And do you know when you kind of don't appreciate when someone tells you that they have the flu, you're like, oh, you're grand. I literally couldn't, you know what I mean?
And I'd say
whatever.
It takes a fair bit to knock you. I mean, you're pretty irrepressible. I'd say it takes a fair bit to knock you down.
Dude, seriously, I was like, this is nothing. I'm not, because my middle guy got it, so I was Florence Nightingaling him away going, obviously, I'm not going to get it. My motherly love will protect me from all, and the collagen supplements that I've been throwing down my gob, to try and get some elasticity back to the face. Apparently, this strain of flu does not care for collagen or ashwagandha or any of the crap that I've been putting in my body. It knocked me for six. It really did.
So give us the details. How long were you in the bed for? How long were you floored for?
Good 4 days of not being able to lift the head off the pillow, and then kind of 2 days of taking the mickey of husband, I don't think I should go downstairs. But
I'm familiar with that one.
I said I might as well. He's been doing grand for the 4 days though, with the drops and clicks, and he didn't have to feed me,
he's doing such a good job. Why stop?
Flu versus man flu. I said, it's when the man gets the flu, it's totally different to when the man gets it. But he did a good job now keeping everything together, I must say.
And could you watch Netflix even, or were you floored?
The headaches, just knocked out, sleeping, my throat, I thought I was going to die. I genuinely was I've never been, what's happening? I must be worse than everyone else in the country because no one could
feel like you do right now. Yeah, no, fair enough.
I've been that soldier. I must say I was surprised at how weakling and ready to submit to it I was.
No choice. I'm going to quote some scientific data now. It's everywhere, isn't it, the flu?
Is that the scientific data? I was waiting for the percentage.
Not remotely scientific, but everyone I meet says it's everywhere. Everywhere.
I always go by the schools, and when the middle guy got it, he got it about 2 weeks before I got it, and there was three people left in his class. And then once when I wrote about it, then sure, I was better by the time it was published. So I was getting great sympathy texts. I'm loving that. But nearly every single person oh my God, my dad has it or I have it. It seems to be, it's really widespread. And that's another point, Shane. I was very lucky. I was nice and warm and cozy in my bed with some towels for the vomiting and Lemsips on hand and all the rest of it. The hospitals are dealing with really traumatic kind of cases.
We're having a light chat about it this morning, but that shouldn't take away. It is deadly serious.
Absolutely, yeah. But I live to tell the tale. And you know how I was really sick? How I knew I was really sick? I couldn't eat. And I have had malaria, I've had Delhi Belly in India, I've had atrocious things happen to me in Ethiopia back in the day. I always ate through it, no matter how sick I was. And I lost half a stone, and I know again, that is not something to be, grateful for, but I was delighted with myself. I couldn't eat it for the first time in my life. I literally couldn't eat, and I was like, this is what it's like. This is what it feels like.
I was in the hospital for a week in September, and I lost a half a stone. Oh. I was absolutely chuffed, I have to say.
Now, congratulations.
Of course, I put it back on with interest since then, yeah. Serious point, it's a brutal dose.
If you don't have weight to lose, half stone is no joke. Do you know what I mean? For an older person so I would recommend, I didn't get the flu jab this year, Shane. I get it every single year and ridiculously thought I was too busy to get it and that, I'd be okay and rushing and racing, whatever.
Yeah, so
I
easy
learned
to get
my lesson.
As well now, every pharmacy.
And my younger boy got it. They do it in primary schools. He got the flu, but nowhere near as bad as the rest of us. So even when they're talking about the variants and, might be the right jab, it definitely takes away the severity of the symptoms. Okay. So I would highly recommend that everyone get the jab. I no. will be first in line next year.
Good advice. Anyway, you know things are serious when Esther McCarthy doesn't eat her dinner. That's for that's for sure. You and me both, Esther. Listen, great to talk to you. Glad you're feeling way better. And mind yourself and mind the family. A happy Christmas to you as well. Esther McCarthy, Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.